From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor and an all-around good guy.
Hi, Penny.
How's it going, Don?
Great, and hi to all of our loyal listeners.
Yes, for sure. Well, we were invited by TNT to take a sneak peek at the new drama series Leverage that premieres at 9 p.m. Sunday, December 7th on TNT. It will be followed by a second episode at 9 p.m. Tuesday, December 9th, which will be its regular time slot. So, Don, you told me you watched the first episode but not the second one?
I did watch the pilot episode.
And did the first one not entice you to want to see more?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've all got busy schedules, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I just had time to watch one this time.
Well, and your initial thought?
Well, my initial thought is, first of all, let's tell people about Leverage and about what the concept is.
Okay.
It's a show of about, who are they? Former criminals, I guess.
Yeah, the TNT says they are thieves, hackers, and grifters.
Yes, and there's actually a team that assembles to go on a mission, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Timothy Hutton is the one that heads the team.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him. He won an Oscar for Ordinary People.
Okay. And several other criminal team members, and he gets them together to go on this mission. I guess it kind of the title, Leverage, it alludes to the premise of the show that this team is trying to set right some of the corruption that goes on at the hands of big corporate America.
Yeah, help the little people who were stepped on.
Right. The premise I thought was really good. You know, to right these corporate wrongs, they have to, you know, sometimes go outside the law. But in the end, the little guy wins,
mm-hmm.
thanks to the help of the team.
That's true. And also members of the team are actor Christian Kane. He graduated from Norman High School. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's a local boy, isn't he?
He is. He plays a character named Elliot Spencer, who is a high-octane retrieval specialist. He, he's like the Chuck Norris of the gang,
yeah,
I guess.
He can take care of whatever threats come along using his fists, I guess.
Yeah. And Aldous Hodge from Friday Night Lights plays a specialist in the computer field, you know, mm-hmm. internet. He can make things happen on the internet.
Right. He is the ultimate computer geek, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And Gina Bellman from Coupling, she's a British actress. She excels at acting mm-hmm. In these schemes that they create,
I guess. And she takes on the role of in this pilot episode anyway, of convincing the Mark that what is about to go down is legitimate.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And finally, the last person of the bunch, which me personally I think they could probably do without, she didn't strike me as being a standout character. It's Beth Riesgroff. I'm sure she's a great actress. She was in Alvin and the Chipmunks. She plays Parker, an expert thief.
Mm-hmm. And she's nimble and gets around, doing surreptitious things.
Yeah, I guess I've seen an episode beyond the pilot, mm-hmm. and I just really didn't care for, her character in that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why I'm kind of down on her.
Well, Christian Kane, the actor that was raised in Norman, I read that he's 34 years old, and he's actually been around Hollywood for maybe a decade or so.
Yeah, I'd say he probably, his first breakthrough role was, and of course I had to bring it up, now I'm trying to remember, David Boreanaz, what, Angel.
Mm.
His, Christian Kane's breakthrough role was a character in Angel opposite David Boreanaz.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually are going to have an interview with Christian Kane that's going to appear in Saturday's Oklahoman.
Yeah, and there's a video on newsok.com right now.
Okay. Well, I did notice that he had told us, he'd told Brandy McDonald of the Oklahoman that his experience drinking beer and fighting as he was growing up in Norman really helped him in this role.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a high school wrestler, and he credited that with helping him out.
Well, I didn't know that. He could speak up a little more in the series, though. He's very soft-spoken in the series. I guess that's the way the character was written.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I would say, overall, Leverage reminds me a bit of the Mission Impossible
I agree.
Show and movies, I suppose.
And it almost, if I remember correctly, the pilot almost had that music of the Mission Impossible, the old series, mm-hmm. as well.
It was a little bit that way.
Well, also, if you like playing games, whenever Leverage premieres on TNT Sunday, when was that? Sunday, December 7th. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they are going to launch an online game at www.leveragehq.com. It's called Get Ready to Get Even. And the game will last the entire 13-episode run of the series. And when the finale ends February 24th, the game will end too, and the people that have played it week to week will be in a drawing for $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah.
So remember these things, www.leveragehq.com, and Leverage premieres at 9 p.m. Sunday, December 7th on TNT. It will be a commercial-free episode, pilot episode, and then watch second episode at 9 p.m. Tuesday, December 9th.
Sounds great. I'm going to have to tune in and sign on.
Yes, you are. Well, that's a wrap for this week. We will return next week to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.